44,000 people live on the streets here in the Los Angeles area, according to the latest count. One citizen has been taking the crisis into his own hands. He's built dozens of tiny houses and given them to homeless people. And as Anna Scott from member station KCRW reports, now the city is cracking down.
Hey. I just got up right before you got here.
Kevin Green opens the door of his tiny blue house and steps inside. When I say tiny, I mean 6 feet wide by 8 feet long. His bed takes up most of it.
I have two windows, one on each side with blue curtains, thin enough to allow the breeze to come through.
Green lived on the streets of South LA for 6 months before he got this house around Christmas. He's proud to have a roof over his head.
You know, I keep my keys around, you know, a keychain that I hang around my neck. You know, it's a constant reminder with it around my neck that I have something that I can call mine.
Green's new home was built by a man named Elvis Summers. He's not with any nonprofit or government agency. He's just a 38-year-old guy with a mohawk and tattooed arms who started a GoFundMe campaign last spring. Now donations let him build tiny houses full-time. Summers got the idea after befriending a homeless woman in his neighborhood.
It just got to me, you know, I'm just like, you know, everybody in this neighborhood knows you, they like you. Why does nobody give a crap that you're sleeping in the dirt, literally?
He's given out 37 tiny houses so far. They resemble sheds, painted in bright, solid colors. They have solar panels on the roofs.
They're all on wheels, they're all mobile. And I provide everyone with a portable camping toilet as well, because, you know, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Unfortunately, these structures are a safety hazard.
Connie Llanos is a spokeswoman for LA Mayor Eric Garcetti. This month, city sanitation workers confiscated three of the houses from a sidewalk in South LA and tagged others for removal.
These structures, some of the materials that were found, you know, just the thought of you know, folks having some of these things in a space so small, so confined, without the proper insulation, it really does put their lives in danger.
Llanos says they'd be better off taking advantage of official resources like shelters or housing vouchers. In the meantime, the city sweep puts some people back on the streets. Even builder Elvis Summers knows his houses aren't a permanent solution. Each one costs about $1,200 to make. And in the past couple of weeks, he's been giving out tents instead.
You need a tent?
I need one bag.
I got one in my truck for you right now.
All right, thank you.
I've been trying to find everybody, but it's been so chaotic. You
know? Summers seems to know every homeless person on the block where his tiny houses stood.
Willie
had not lost his tiny house when the city confiscated it.
About my house, you know, I had a peace of mind, man. I could shut the door, go lay down, quiet. And that's what I miss a whole lot, man. I don't want to start crying.
Someone who understands that pain is Kevin Green, who wears the key around his neck. His is one of the tiny houses that got tagged for removal, but before the city could take it, Elvis Summers moved it for him to the parking lot where it now stands temporarily.
When you're homeless, your day is consumed with, you know, you don't have a place to store your things. So you're walking around carrying all this stuff with you. You know, what can you get accomplished?
His tiny house takes away that burden. For now. For NPR News, I'm Anna Scott in Los Angeles.